This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, we are looking at action points. We are looking at what is it that we do and what is the value of that. I mentioned to you the importance of starting with the Qur'an, with memorizing the Qur'an, with understanding the meaning of the Qur'an, and then going further into the details of tafsir of the Qur'an, with the intention of applying it and living by it. Next step was to read and study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also with the same intention, which is how can I apply that in my life. Right. Third one is look at what skills do you have, what can you do. It doesn't matter what the skill is, as long as you are learning a skill and you are doing this continuously throughout your life. Believe me, the neurons in the brain, which is what gives us intelligence, the growth of which and the development of which and the preservation of which keeps you and me away from Alzheimer's, these are dependent on the exercise for the neurons is in learning new things. And believe it or not, the more difficult the thing is to learn, the more the neurons are exercised. It is painful, like all exercise, but it exercises the neurons and builds them. One of the most difficult things to do is to learn the Arabic language. But that's also one of the most beneficial things to do, both in terms of what it does for the neurons, as well as, and even more importantly, the fact that you are learning the language of the Quran and the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, that is one thing. So put a metric on it and say, what skill, what language, what is it that I am learning? Number one. Number two, what was your investment in it? What are you investing in it? Time, money, energy, whatever, right? What is my investment in it? And to motivate yourself, ask yourself, what is the potential gain of this? When I'm learning this, what is the gain of this? I'm learning carpentry. What is the benefit of learning carpentry? Right? I'm learning to be an electrician. What's the benefit of that? And so on. As I told you, the skill doesn't matter. No matter what the skill, learning any skill is beneficial. And the more difficult the skill is, the more the benefit of learning that skill. So make sure that you are learning some skill or the other the whole time. As much as possible, some skill or the other the whole time. Very, very important for us to do that. And put a metric, as I keep saying all the time, unless we are measuring, we don't know what is happening. Right? We don't know what is happening. Unless we measure, we don't know. So make sure that you measure that. Third thing, I forgot which number, but anyway, evaluate the value of whatever you are spending time on. Say, what did I get out of this that will benefit me? So some ways of thinking about that, what did I get out of this that I can sell, or what did I get out of this which gives me a skill or knowledge that is marketable? All right, in which way does it benefit me? Now, that is a very important thing to keep in mind, because all of these are ways in which you motivate yourself and you say, well, I am getting something out of this. Now, if the answer is, I didn't get anything like that, but I enjoyed myself, then tell yourself that you just gave up that much of your life to someone else to get rich. If you did that deliberately because you love that person, no problem. But if not, forgive me for saying that, you are a sucker. So all those who sit around and watch soccer matches, basketball matches, and whatnot, if you are not a professional soccer or basketball player or whichever game, if you are not a player who is watching that match for the sake of learning something from it, which you will apply the next time you are on the court or you are on the field 1 hour from then or whenever, then that time is a waste of your life. Please remind yourself and remind myself that time is not a disembodied entity. It is not an intellectual commodity. It is not just a thought. Time has actual value, and the value of time is the value of our life. I remind myself and you that the way to check how much time, what the value of time is, imagine at the time you spend looking at the TV screen watching that match, right? 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever it is. If Malakul Maut, when he meets you, and he will meet you as he will meet me, there is not a modicum of doubt about that. When Malakul Maut meets us, if he says, and he's not going to say that, but I'm just to help you understand the value of time. If Malakul Maut says to you and me, whatever you whatever time you spent watching this match, I will give that time to you now. So imagine, I'm dying, and Malakul Maut says to me, you spent 2 hours watching this match, I'm willing to give you 2 hours. But you have to pay for it, because nothing is free. So, if I'm paying for it, what am I prepared to pay for it? Now, as a Muslim, what would you as a Muslim be prepared to pay to get 1 hour just before we die? And that 1 hour I can spend in making istighfar and tawbah and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me, I can beg and I can plead, right? I can pray salah and I can continue to pray salah so that Malakul Maut, when he takes my soul, it is in a state of sujood in salah. This is the opportunity. What would you be willing to pay for it at that point in your life? Without exaggeration, you will say, take whatever you want, right? Everything. Because that everything I'm going to lose in 1 hour anyway. So all the stuff that I spent my whole life accumulating, paying for, crying tears for, making up all kinds of strategies to get, may Allah protect us from ourselves, maybe even walking all over other people's rights, denying people their rights, right? Lying, cheating, deceiving. People do all kinds of things, right? So may Allah protect us from this. Maybe I did all this just to get that stuff. Just to buy that car, just to have that house. I bought the enmity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by taking interest-based loans. And if I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that state, I'm going to meet him as his enemy. Now, what's your alternative? Alternative is, Malakul Maut says, I'll give you that 1 hour. The same hour that you spend watching. I'm not even talking about anything haram. Right? Immediate question, people, is it haram? No, it's not haram. It's a question of what is better. What is more beneficial? So is it more beneficial to watch television, some match or something? Or alternatively, is it more beneficial to read something which will actually give you benefit, which will increase your knowledge, to even if you want to watch some lecture or something like this, something which will benefit you in clearly measurable ways, which is more beneficial? So here you are now, with this on your deathbed, about to die. Malakul Maut says, 1 hour, what will you pay? Now remember, all this is hypothetical. It's not going to happen. When Malakul Maut comes, we go. Period. There's no time for anyone. La yastakhiruna sa'atan wa la yastaqdimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it will not come before, death will not come earlier, and it will not come later. And the time we have to go, we have to go. But just to help you understand the value of the time that you are kissing goodbye every day, watching this and watching that and social media and whatnot, I submit to you that if you think about it in this context and say, what is the real value of this, which is, what am I willing to pay to get that time? Now, that time you have today free of cost. Nobody is asking you to pay anything. No one is asking me to pay anything. And that's why I'm just throwing this time away. Now, how foolish is that? That's why I said, if you're doing this, you're a sucker. If you're giving up your life for someone else to get rich, for someone else to make use of, for someone else to play their games and strategies with you as the pawn, and you're getting nothing out of it, then you are a sucker. So please make up your mind. Do you want to be a sucker? If you don't want to be a sucker, then stop being a sucker. Simple as that. Simple as that. Get a life goal, be clear about your life goal, and measure every action, every speech in the context of your life. And say, does this benefit me? If it doesn't benefit you, don't do it. If it benefits you, measure that and say, in what way does it benefit? If it's only just so-called fun, no. People who are focused on a goal, people who have a mission in life, they don't need an entertainment. There's nothing wrong with entertainment, right? Except ask yourself, what is the meaning of entertainment? Entertainment is done because, one, you have free time. You have nothing to do. You're sitting around, so you do something. Or it is done to help you to forget the reality of your life. Both are completely insane things to do. Why would you want to forget the reality of your life? You want to change the reality of your life if it is not good. If it is good, alhamdulillah, make sure to ask Allah. But if it's not good, you don't want to forget that. You want to be able to change that in your favor. So, focus on that and say, how can I benefit myself and others from what Allah has given me? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.